It's Friday, February 18th, AD 2022. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Yet another underage Christian girl in Pakistan has been abducted and forced to convert to Islam and marry her Muslim captor, reports the Christian Post. Sadly, police have been slow to act on the case. Since January 4th, Manur Ashraf, a 14-year-old Pentecostal Christian, has been missing since she left her home along with her 8-year-old nephew in Lahore's Punjab province for a nearby shop. The nephew later told Manur's parents that their Muslim neighbor, 45-year-old Muhammad Ali Kangari, had abducted her. The sick man is married with 2 children. The marriage certificate between the 45-year-old man and the teen girl states Manur's age is 19, though her birth certificate shows her year of birth as 2007, making her 14. Proverbs 6 lists 7 things that God hates. The last 4, found in verses 18 and 19, describe Muhammad Ali Kangari to a T. A heart that devises wicked schemes, feet that are quick to rush into evil, a false witness who pours out lies, and a person who stirs up conflict in the community. On Thursday, the police presence grew around the Truckers' Freedom Convoy protests that have paralyzed Canada's capital for weeks as demonstrators readied for the looming possibility of mass arrests, reports the Washington Post. Ottawa Police Chief Steve Bell said, quote, "We are going to take back the entirety of the downtown core and every occupied space," end quote. Officers will enforce a plan to remove anyone who refuses to leave. In a rebuke to the Canadian COVID cops, Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky praised the freedom-loving truckers, urging them to come to D.C.
Civil disobedience is a time-honored tradition in our country, from slavery to civil rights to you name it, peaceful protest. Make people think about the mandates. I hope the truckers do come to America. I hope they clog up cities. We're seeing a break in the dam now. Several Democratic governors are finally sort of relinquishing.
In a bizarre twist, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau went on record about why he marched with the Black Lives Matter Marxist protesters, yet opposes the truckers' protests for freedom.
I have attended protests and rallies in the past when I agreed with the goals, when I supported the people expressing their concerns and their issues. Black Lives Matter is an excellent example of that. But I have also chosen to not go anywhere near protests that have expressed hateful rhetoric, violence towards fellow citizens.
Ironically enough, between May 26th and June 8th of 2020, across 20 states in America, the Black Lives Matter Marxist protests led to the deaths of 9 people and caused $1 to $2 billion worth of damages. So Prime Minister Trudeau seems a tad confused about the credibility of Black Lives Matter. Plus, the Canadian Truckers' Freedom Convoy has been peaceful. Perhaps he doesn't like their freedom-loving rhetoric, which is a rejection of him, a rejection of his controlling COVID mandates, and a rejection of the first ever Declaration of the Emergencies Act in Canadian history. The act, by the way, established in 1988, was only supposed to be invoked if there was a threat to the sovereignty of the Canadian government. Appearing on Fox News, Kayleigh McEnany, President Trump's former White House press secretary, summarized the fight between the truckers and Prime Minister Justin Trudeau quite well.
This is the age-old elites taking on the people. This is the left once again showing utter disdain for average, everyday, hardworking people that keep the country going. I mean, we're used to it here in America. We're used to Biden talking about Neanderthal thinking and Hillary Clinton, deplorable, irredeemable, and CNN saying, if you support Trump, you're a rube who can't locate a country on a map. We're used to this attitude. But the people you're looking at on the screen, they kept driving their trucks, kept the world going during COVID-19. Hardworking, good people, when Justin Trudeau was locked down wherever he was locked down, along with the rest of the political class, these people kept working.
The mainstream media spent years fixated on alleged collusion between Donald Trump and Russia, but have largely downplayed or otherwise ignored the court filing from special counsel John Durham as part of the investigation into the Hillary Clinton origins of the sprawling Russian probe, reports Fox News. Durham was appointed special counsel for the Department of Justice in October 2020, a position he still holds. In a new court filing on February 11th, Special Counsel Durham revealed Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign allegedly paid a technology company to mine data in an attempt to establish an inference and narrative tying then-presidential candidate Trump to Russia, reports Fox News. While speaking at the New York State Democratic Convention in the Big Apple on Thursday, former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton accused Fox News of lying about her in her attempt to spread disinformation regarding the Durham probe.
We can't get distracted, whether it's by the latest culture war nonsense or some new right-wing lie on Fox or Facebook. By the way, they've been coming after me again lately, in case you might have noticed. Fox leads the charge with accusations against me, counting on their audience to fall for it again.
On Wednesday, Virginia's new Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin signed a bill prohibiting school districts in Virginia from requiring students to wear masks in school, reports LifeSiteNews.com. The legislation marks a crucial victory for Youngkin, who won his 2021 gubernatorial campaign partly by prioritizing school issues like masking, which had become a major flashpoint for parents. And finally, a book written by an 8-year-old boy has become quite popular at the local library in Boise, Idaho. In fact, there's a year-long waiting list to read it. What's even more surprising is that Dylan Helbig, who was in second grade, never got it published. He surreptitiously slipped his handwritten 81-page self-illustrated masterpiece into the stacks of the children's section of his local library, because he simply wanted to share the holiday-themed story he'd created with other kids, reports GoodNewsNetwork.org. His story includes an exploding Christmas tree ornament, time travel, and a giant turkey. It's entitled The Adventures of Dylan Helbig's Christmas. The librarians liked it so much that they affixed an official barcode and labels to its distinctive red cover.
Dylan's book definitely fit all of the criteria that we would look for to include a book in our collection.
When Dylan got home, he confessed the day's exploits to his mother. Listen to what he told Channel 7 News.
I've been wanting to put a book in a library since I was 5.
Wow, since Dylan Helbig is already a literary force to be reckoned with at 8, we can only imagine what God might have planned for his future. Ephesians 2 verse 10 says, "For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes, on this Friday, February 18th, in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com, or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.